you found the WDW Pensieve, a repository of memories of trips to Walt Disney World, all recorded in binaural audio to place you in Walt Disney World. Hi, and welcome to the WDW Pensieve. I am Bob, the curator of the Pensieve and the recorder of these memories of my family's trips to Walt Disney World. Today is Sunday, May 3rd. Sorry I'm a day late getting this out. Today we're going to take a ride on the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. The Woodway People Mover opened on July 1st, 1975, based on the People Mover attraction at Disneyland in California. But the one in Disney World is a slow-moving 10-minute ride in a vehicle that is propelled by a system of linear synchronous motors, which are embedded in the track. There's one station, located in the center of Rocket Tower Plaza, underneath the landmark Astro Orbiter. The People Mover has a leisurely pace, it never really has a long line to get on it, it gives you a 10-minute break from the rest of the park. You can just sit on it, enjoy the sights, the sounds of Disney World, and especially Tomorrowland, and you can just people watch in general. The ride begins by leaving the Rocket Tower Plaza to a tunnel above Stitch's Great Escape, in which ride vehicles pass a large diorama containing a portion of Progress City, or Epcot, model that originally resided in the upper level of the Carousel Progress at Disneyland in 1967, then passing a window looking downward at Mickey's Star Traders. The vehicles then head forward to Space Mountain. When entering the dome itself, trains pass a sign featuring the Space Mountain logo. The track then makes a right-hand turn and enters the dome interior itself. At a short period of darkness, the People Mover vehicles pass through the lift hill bay of the roller coasters, during which it may be possible to see trains climbing the lift hills to either side. Then the vehicles proceed around the edge of the dome, during which it's possible to look up and see the projections from the ride. After this, the cars exit and run along the outside of the dome to return to the railroad bridge. This preceding section of the Tomorrowland Transit Authority has gained heavy notoriety among Disney Park guests for offering the only easily accessible view of Space Mountain when the dome interior lights are on. Because the two attractions have separate operating systems, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority does not close as Space Mountain breaks down, so guests riding the People Mover when the dome lights are on can get a rare, illuminated look at the layout for the tracks. After exiting Space Mountain, the vehicles then turn to the southern portion of Tomorrowland. Passengers ride along the exterior of the Carousel Progress building, and onward to the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin Show building, where guests are given a glimpse into the attraction below, similar to the one given on Mickey's Star Traders. Guests are also shown a diorama of a futuristic hair salon. Guests then return to Rocket Tower Plaza, where they disembark. As I said, the Woodway People Mover opened on July 1st, 1975, and is still in operation to this day. If you ever have a chance and just need a break from walking around, the People Mover is a good, safe bet for you. It's a lot of fun, so now just sit back, put on your headphones, and take a ride with us on the Woodway People Mover.
Welcome aboard the Tomorrowland Transit Authority. You're quiet and carefree, highway in the sky. We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy your Grand Circle tour of Tomorrowland. Along the way, you can preview many of the exciting places you'll want to be sure to enjoy today while visiting this land of tomorrow. The People Mover is the perfect vehicle for people watching, so keep your eyes peeled. You never know who you might see. Where you can report for duty as a security agent for the Galactic Federation. Your mission is to keep Experiment 626, the biggest little mischief generator in the galaxy, under control.
In the control tower to confirm your flight to the moon. Thank you.
home space craft, you take this man around the planet and ascend to otherworldly heights.
We're not doing space travel today.
Carousel of Progress. Inside this rotating theater, whole families welcome you into their homes of yesterday and today, starting way back at the turn of the 20th century. First presented at the New York World's Fair, this legendary circular theater celebrates the progress that's made our lives better. It's a perfect reminder that there's always a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
Your attention. Please remain seated. This ride has stopped temporarily and will resume motion at any time. Please remain seated for your own safety. Thank you.
And get evacuated. You like the new paint scheme? The Astro Orbiter and People Mover? Oranges and blues.
Attention, People Mover passengers. Please remain seated. This ride will begin motion in approximately 1 minute. Please remain seated. Thank you.
Tomorrow.
hands away from the doors and remain seated until they slide open automatically. Step onto the moving platform with caution and exit by stepping away from the car. Thank you. Please keep your arms away from the doors and remain seated until they slide open automatically. Step onto the moving platform with caution and exit by stepping away from the car. Thank you. Please keep your arms away from the doors and remain seated until they slide open automatically. Step onto the moving platform with caution.
I hope you enjoyed this ride on the Wedway People Mover for me and my family. If you do enjoy these podcasts, please let us know. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WDWPensieve. Send us a tweet. We're on Twitter at WDWPensieve. Or send us an email. Our email address is WDWPensieve@cableone.net. My wife and I will be returning to Walt Disney World just 18 days from now in the latter part of May. My company is sending me to Tampa for business for a couple days, and our first day there, as soon as the plane lands, we're going to take the car and drive over to Orlando, an hour away, and spend 6 to 10 hours in the Magic Kingdom. But we'll be there May 21st, we'll have fun, we're going to record some new audio for everybody, we'll get Splash Mountain this time, and we'll see whatever audio we can record, and we'll feature it here on our next podcast coming up in the future. So until then, see y'all real soon.